DBHDD has an urgent warning for all Georgians. One of every 10 counterfeit pills contains fentanyl, a powerful and very deadly drug. Pills from friends or dealers are unsafe, and one pill can cause an overdose. More info at opioidresponse.info.
Welcome to Lawmaker Huddle. I'm Pamela Kirkland, host of Morning Edition at Georgia Public Broadcasting. Each week, we're joined by Donna Lowry, host of GPB's Lawmakers, for Lawmaker Huddle, where we cover the highlights from under the Gold Dome.
I'm Donna Lowry, and this is Lawmakers Huddle. With me is Georgia Senate Minority Leader Harold Jones II of Augusta. Leader Jones, I appreciate you taking the time to speak with me on Lawmakers Huddle.
Absolutely. Glad to be here.
Well, I want to talk about the escalation in political violence in this country, affecting both sides of the political spectrum. Sadly, let me bring up the latest. A shocking weekend shooting in Minnesota left Democratic State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband dead early Saturday morning. Police say before that, the suspect went after Democratic State Senator John Hoffman and his wife. They were shot multiple times, but fortunately, they will be okay. Right. Hoffman says they are incredibly lucky to be alive.
Right.
Now, both shootings happened at their homes. First, Leader Jones, your overall reaction?
Well, overall reaction, of course, is that, you know, it's very unfortunate. Your heart goes out to the families because what we do it out of the love. We do it because we want to help people. And certainly our desire to help people and our things to do what we believe is right should not leave a person dead and also people injured. And so, you know, your heart goes out to the families in that way because they know that their family members are just going out to the legislature every day to try to do things that they think actually helps improve people's lives, not hurt anybody.
You're serving your constituents in this state.
Yes. That's exactly right. You're serving the constituents and you're doing it every day. And as we know, especially in Georgia, the pay is very little. So you're doing it really because you really want to do what's right for people. And so to have that actually be taken away from somebody in that manner from a violent standpoint is just so unfortunate.
Yeah. Well, I want to read a couple of other responses from Georgia politicians. From Governor Brian Kemp, there is no place in America for political violence of any kind. He went on to say, our brave law enforcement officers work diligently to protect the people of our state, both those in public service and those who are not.
Right.
And from your new Senate colleague, the new Georgia Senate Majority Leader, Jason Anavatarte of Dallas, he said, quote, there is no place in America for political violence. In a constitutional republic, we settle our differences through debate, elections, and the rule of law, not violence. Those who resort to the use of violence and force to advance political agendas are enemies of freedom and must be held accountable. And as I've mentioned, we've seen politically motivated violence with victims in both parties.
Right.
The Minnesota lawmakers were both Democrats, but there have been other assassination attempts against Republicans, including against President Trump. What are your thoughts on what's happening in the country with political violence?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, political violence is no way for us to run the country basically or basically go about our business as far as politics is concerned. Here's one of the things that was troubling to me is actually after this kind of hit the airwaves, people started wondering who this person voted for and who they supported. That doesn't make any sense. That doesn't matter. Violence, it doesn't matter who he voted for. It doesn't matter who he supported. Violence is violence. And we basically have to condemn violence regardless of what political persuasion they came from. And you almost see online, to some extent, persons almost like some actually taking sides. Well, is he a this supporter or does he support this person? None of that matters. We cannot, in this country, actually continue to grow and continue to do the things we want to do if we're going to have violence as part of our politics. We just can't do it. One of the great things about America is always when we have that transition of power, whether it's a mayor's office, whether it's a state senator's office, whether it's the presidency, of course, when you have that peaceful transition of power, when one person leaves and another person comes in, that's one of the great things about American democracy and American politics. And so we cannot allow that to be usurped through violent methods. And so this cannot be something that becomes normalized. It cannot be something that we make now part of this team kind of concept. Well, who do they support or who they didn't support? That has nothing to do with what happened to those families and happened to those people.
Yeah, I want to expand a little bit. You know, Georgia politicians have dealt with potentially dangerous situations involving swatting, in addition to the other things. To those unfamiliar with it, swatting is when someone makes a false report to law enforcement alleging an emergency, which prompts a SWAT team to respond to a person's home. Last year, the legislature passed Senate Bill 421 to criminalize swatting calls after several state lawmakers became targets. They included Lieutenant Governor Burt Jones, Stone Mountain Democrat Kim Jackson, Roswell Republican John Albers, and Marietta Republican Kate Kilpatrick, all senators. And given the shootings and swatting, do Georgia lawmakers need increased security?
I think one thing, let's make note of number one, at the Capitol, probably the safest place in Georgia, quite frankly, at the Capitol. Very safe. Now, when we're home, the question becomes, what can we do here? I think one of the things we may be able to do is possibly have where the Georgia's Capitol Police has a contact person here locally at your local sheriff's office or local police, to where they can basically be able to share intel with them. And you know who that kind of contact person is too, to where they can actually make outreach to you, not only if they see intel or they see a situation that happened in Minnesota where it was obviously the legislature being targeted. So therefore I could know, well, this is my contact person, they're gonna be getting information from the Georgia Capitol Police. I think from a legislative standpoint, we probably have criminalized as much as we can. The fact of the matter is, hurting somebody is a crime. Murder is a felony, obviously. It requires life. I don't know if we necessarily need to do any more legislation. What we do need to do is from us as legislators and others who are in elected office, we need to try to figure out a way to kind of tone down our rhetoric. And here's the key. Stop trying to demonize your opposition. You have to be opposed to your opposition because politics is real, it matters. So you'd be opposed to them, but there's a difference between opposition and making another person actually the demon that people look at. And so where I said talk about us versus them. No, it's ideas versus ideas. But we're all Americans. It's not a us versus them mentality. It's ideas versus ideas. I think that is something that we have to make sure we do. I think we do a decent job of it at the Capitol. Sometimes we get a little astray. I think in DC, they have a lot of work to do as far as that is concerned, as far as kind of like toning down the rhetoric, as far as making an us versus them kind of equation that people see and that they actually then gravitate to and unfortunately use violence to kind of to determine who wins, so to speak.
Now, you mentioned you don't necessarily see any legislation, but I know this past year you guys dealt with legislation, at least making sure you protect judges in terms of their home addresses and things like that. How about that for lawmakers?
Yeah, I think something like that would be great as far as just making sure the home address is not readily available. Of course, nowadays with the internet, it won't take much for a person actually to find that. I guess what I was looking at is I wouldn't want to see this now make a new felony or something of that nature. Violence is violence. It's already a felony. That's really what I was kind of getting to. But I certainly think, and I think Ohio maybe had just done something like that to where the home address is not available. The key thing is the role that we all have to kind of play to let people understand politics matters. Politics is a rough and tumble sport, but at the same time, the other side is not our enemy. They're not our enemy. And I think that's the key, that we have to let people realize that they're not our enemy.
Is there anything else you want to add on this issue of political violence?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I always remember, if you remember a couple of years ago, myself, I was on the panel dealing with the Fannie Willis situation. I'm still on that committee. And when myself and the young lady, Ashley Merchant, kind of went back and forth, I actually had people who weren't even from Georgia giving like death threats or saying, you're better off dead. One person said, you're better off dead. Another person actually said, watch your back when you go into your house tonight. They weren't from Georgia. But here was the situation, but here was what was interesting about that. Probably the next week or so, myself and Senator Couser, who was chairman of that, we were actually playing pool and actually having dinner together. So you have people who have been so invested in this hearing that they've determined that they can hate me, don't know me from anybody, that they've determined they're going to be on X side and they're going to like make threats to me. But the person who is my opposite on that panel, we're having dinner together. So people cannot make politics their identity. Their identity is their family, their identity is their kids, their husband, their wife. Get involved in politics, but don't make it your identity. Because we understand that we're going to fight with each other, but we respect each other. And that's the key. And I would always kind of remember that, that here was a person, I don't even think it was ever from Georgia, that took time out of their day to say you're better off being dead or something of that nature. But yet, as you're rooting back and forth and contemplating violence or whatever you may be doing, the person that you kind of saw me arguing with, we're at dinner and we're respecting each other and we're having a friendly conversation, most likely about Georgia football or something.
It seems like the rhetoric is causing people other than the politicians to get all riled up, but you guys are willing to work together. You understand why you respect each other and you understand where you're coming from. And it doesn't involve violence.
That's
is
exactly
that what's
right.
happening, that people are interpreting that in a different way?
They are interpreting it in a different way. And I think because how we kind of like, as I said before, we really make people hate the other side. We don't believe we can win unless they also have this vitriol and almost hate towards the other side. And that becomes where the problem is. It's not just a matter of battle of ideas, which it should be. And it's going to be a very rough and tumble battle of ideas. There's no doubt about that. But this idea that you have to hate the other person, that other person has a family, that other person has a wife, a husband, etc. That person is part of the American culture. We don't need to hate each other to win our arguments.
Yeah, good point. Well, Georgia Senate Minority Leader Harold Jones II, thank you for joining me on Lawmakers Huddle.
Absolutely.
And we will have an extended version of this interview on the podcast Battleground Ballot Box for Lawmakers Huddle. I'm Donna Lauer.
You can watch Donna hosting GPB's Lawmakers nightly at 7 p.m. while the legislature's in session, or online at gpb.org/lawmakers.
Planet Money helps you understand the economy. We find the people at the center of the story.
Garbage in New York, that was like a controlled substance.
We show you how money influences everything.
Tell me what you like by telling me how you spend your money.
And we dig until we get answers.
I had a bad feeling you're going to bring that up.
Planet Money finds out. All you have to do is listen. The Planet Money podcast from NPR. Planet Money helps you understand the economy. We find the people at the center of the story.
Garbage in New York, that was like a controlled substance.
We show you how money influences everything.
Tell me what you like by telling me how you spend your money.
And we dig until we get answers.
I had a bad feeling you're going to bring that up.
Planet Money finds out. All you have to do is listen. The Planet Money podcast from NPR.